K-E-8-R-U-H.
Good morning.
Good morning. How was your federal holiday?
What was it? Androgynous People's Day?
Something like that.
Roger. Well, whatever it was these days, I enjoyed it thoroughly. Oh, man. But other than that, we did a little thing on Saturday, but aside from that, wasn't a whole lot this weekend going on. Do like the weather, though.
Yeah, we laid low all weekend. It was pretty nice. I don't think, other than going out to dinner Saturday night, I don't know that I could tell you any one thing that I did. It was pretty nice.
Well, that's good. So I think you know I sold that one radio to Dakota. Then we worked on a trade on the 706. I guess Dakota pops in here. He's more familiar with what I'm trading for than I am. But I think I got a really good trade out of it.
That's awesome. Traded for radio gear or something else?
An EOTech 1-6 LPVO single focal plane, something or other. There's more to it than that. Dakota is a big fan of these, but it's a pretty nice EOTech piece of glass.
Yeah, I would say you made a good trade. That's perfect.
Yeah, I'm not totally familiar with this particular product line. I'm quite familiar with EOTech, and I have of course some of their stuff, but this particular one, yeah, it just so happens that I have an exact perfect make for it. I've got a Nikon, kind of mediocre piece of glass on it now, and this is perfect for that particular piece, and it's a really, it's about an $800 piece of glass, so the guy says, well, with EOTech, I'm always worried about counterfeits. He goes, you know what, he goes, I'll send it to you. He says, you look it over, if it meets your satisfaction, send your radio. He goes, if it doesn't, send it back. He goes, I'll send you a return envelope. He goes, but I bought it right from EOTech, so because I'm pretty confident it's legit.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that you want to have, but irks you to buy because it's expensive, and it's, it's not the fun part. So to be able to trade something that you have is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I thought so. I got nice optics on my shorty, and I've got pretty damn good optics on my rifle, my 308. I got the optics I want on both of those, and the only one that was always just a little bit of a, it's a rifle I built. AR platform, and the optics I put on that were okay, but never quite up to snuff, you got to spend almost as much on optics as the rifle itself. That's kind of the rule of thumb I've always lived by, or I wouldn't say I live by it. I've always found that to be the case, and I was always a little dissatisfied with what I had on that one piece, and this one just about right in its wheelhouse. Yeah, you know, like I said, I can't remember. I don't know if you're familiar with their LPVO stuff. Is a single focal plane LPVO. I can't remember what the other qualifier was. This Dakota City, because I'm really a fan of their something glass, and I'm missing that part.
No, I'm not overly familiar with it. I know like their red dots and stuff are fantastic, and just as a company, they make a good product. So, like you said, as long as you know it's the real deal, which I'm sure you'll be able to figure that out, and if you're getting it from a relatively trusted source, you should be good to go. I mean, the quality that they have is pretty good, so you're not going to, you're not putting, you know, another Nikon on there for lack of better comparison.
You know, and the Nikon's okay. I mean, I'm not, you know, I settled on it, but it's okay. It's not a bad piece of glass. It's their M223 series glass. And it's adequate. So I got no complaints. Now, you know, I don't know if I had it in some really nasty weather or environment or something like that, whether it would, you know, hold its own. But you know, for the range stuff that it's been used for, it's been completely adequate. And, you know, I've never bumped it around or dropped it or anything like that either. So, you know, see how we'd have to assume how that would work out. But, hey, I wonder where Dakota is this morning. I'm going to have to look this up. I figured he'd be here to the rescue to tell me what the hell I bought.
Well, I don't know. He got a deer last night, so I don't know if that changes his timing this morning. Like, he may have to, it wasn't that late, but he may have to get it to the processor this morning. I'm not real sure.
Oh, okay. Well, good for him. Did you hear what he got?
He got a doe. He's a doe slayer. He's in it for the meat, not the trophy, so he is not worried about that at all.
Oh, yeah, no, I know that. I just, you know, but if he's got an opportunity for a buck, I'm sure he'd take it. Just nothing else, they're bigger.
Yep. Yeah, he was pretty excited. He got that new crossbow that he got last year dirty for the first time, I think. I think he got it after the season last year, but I could be wrong.
I kind of remember that. So, okay, well, yeah, he's got a, I'm sure, I don't know when he got it. If he got it late in the day, then he'd have to get it to the processor this morning. So, yeah, that could change his plans. That's for sure.
Yeah, like I said, it wasn't too late, but I don't know where he takes it to get it processed, and I don't know, you know, if he was out with other guys that were still out hunting or whatever. So, who knows? He could be packing that sucker up in his truck right now to get it down to the processor.
Well, good deal. Oh, man. I got a family lives in my yard, small doe, and there were three babies. I think one's gone, so something must have happened. So, when's rut? That's got to be coming up here in a few weeks, right? See, it's middle of October. Yeah, a few weeks off. We usually get some bucks running around the neighborhood, all stupid. At least one. rut hits.
Yeah, you know, it should be like right about now, but I think with all this warm weather, it's throwing things out of whack a little bit. So it might be a week or two off.
I was never a bow hunter, so I never hunted during rut. But I've been, you know, confronted by a buck during rut. Man, they go stupid. It's crazy.
Yeah, nature definitely takes over. It's pretty wild.
It's like they lose all fear. They have one purpose, and they're not afraid of anything. They'll walk right on past you and right up to you, and you can walk right up on them. They don't care. They're on a mission, and they don't care about anything else.
Absolutely. Hey, Sean, I just pulled up at the office. I'm going to sign off here. If I can, I'll get back on phone here. But if I don't get back on, I'll catch up with you tomorrow. This is KERUH, and I will be clear on your final.
Okie doke. Have fun, and we'll catch you on the drive later today or tomorrow or whatever. W8FU. NADF. There's Bambi Slayer.
I'm running all sorts of behind today.
Yeah, did you get that deer to the processor?
Yeah, the only one that I trust and want to go to is in, I think they're in Lenox or Richmond, or east, they're just west of Richmond, south of 32 off of Haven Ridge, so it's like 45 minutes from where I hunt, 30 minutes from my house, so it took a while to get there and back.
All right, well, Anthony and I were discussing it, wondering if you still had to do that here this morning, but sounds like you got it knocked out yesterday. About what time did you take her?
Yeah, I thought about it. I was going to bring it home and just pack it with ice and take it in this morning, but I've got to take my wife's car in today to get appraised, so that would have thrown that whole plan off, so I just did it last night. I shot her 6:30. She's loaded up in the truck by 7, and then we were on our way.
6:30 p.m.?
Yeah, Columbus Day yesterday. I was able to leave at 4 and fly home. I made it home in almost a half hour. So I was able to get in the woods by 5:30.
All right, cool. There you go. So you taking today off, or are you just going to take care of her car and then work from there out?
No, I'm on my way in. I'm on the old Kenwood. And I just got to take this in at lunch. They're going to, you know, make sure it's worth what they told me it's worth, which it is. It's actually in really good shape for a 21. And lock in the new vehicle, and then she's got to figure out when she's going to go pick that up.
Oh, so this is a dealer trade-in then?
Yes, sir. I got a guy at Moran Chevrolet that I don't know why, but I trust him with my life. So anytime I need a vehicle, I go to him, and he always takes good care of us. So I called him yesterday, and I was like, I want to get rid of this thing. What do you got? So he made it happen like he always does.
So I had to turn the mic down real quick at the storage window. What is it, and what are you getting?
We are getting rid of her 21 Acadia and getting another 2026 Silverado.
Oh, look at you go. Gonna have a pair of Silverados?
Yep, this will be the second time. When we were engaged, we had matching Silverados. Mine was black, hers was white. They're actually in our wedding pictures, as corny as that is. Like a true redneck love story. And then the price is right. It's truck month. We're able to get rid of some of the negative equity on her car. And, you know, we take my truck everywhere anyway, and mine's a lease. So I want to catch up on miles on it, so we're going to get hers, and that'll be the family vehicle that we take everywhere because it's really the same truck, just not as loaded.
Very cool. Sounds like a plan. I notice availability and prices are much better than they were a year or two back. I think the supply chain has been filled up the pipe. I was looking at a Colorado, and my wife has a lot of trouble getting in and out of the bigger vehicles. Colorado might still be a challenge for her. She's 5 foot nothing, but that one looks kind of cool. You know anything about those?
They're great trucks, especially the new ones. I think they look badass. I think they're killer. I got a Tacoma instead of Colorado because it was a better price and I wanted a manual. And that was really the only reason I wanted the Tacoma was the manual. Or else I would have gotten the Colorado. But they're phenomenal trucks. I think you'll be happy with it. There's really not anything I can complain about. Other than they're small, right? Like, you see me, I'm not a small human. I did not fit in the Tacoma, and I won't fit in the Colorado. But other than that, they're totally fine. I would drive one. I just can't fit three car seats in it.
Well, I was on the website, as a matter of fact, this weekend, looking at them and pricing out one pretty much loaded, Z71, all that stuff, and it wasn't too bad, IMO, and I was kind of scratching my head thinking, do I want to do something like this? So, it's a thought. And the towing capacity goes up to 7,700 on that over what I got now. Right now I can tow about 3,500, but 7,700, you know, now you can tow some serious stuff. I mean, it's not huge, but you can start towing some significant things, you know, and your options become much greater.
Yeah, 7K will get you in the area where you can, you know, you can start to play a little bit. When we were camping, we ran into tons of Colorados pulling single-axle campers, and they looked like they handled it fine. They all had weight distribution hitches. I mean, you're not winning any races towing anything, right? But at 7,000 pounds, you can get yourself into a really nice setup. Especially for just the two of you, you guys could do all kinds of stuff. For example, our 30-foot trailer was 7,000 pounds. So that's a big trailer, and it was only 7,000 pounds. You cut that in half, you know, you're going to be substantially lighter.
Trying to sneak out of the Starbucks without getting in an accident is always a challenge. This place is horrible. I say that every day, don't I? Yeah, that's kind of what I was looking at. So, you know, I've been looking at what can I tow with this thing, you know, 3,500. Well, you're looking at, you know, pop-ups or ultralights and, you know, I mean, there's some pretty nice little, you know, units that can be pulled in the, you know, 2 to 2,500 range. And, you know, but they're all a little bit of a, you know, you're going to be giving up something, right? Whether it be a full bath or a dinette and a bed, you know. Maybe you're going to get just a teardrop that's just basically a bed with the outdoor kitchen. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that you're going to have to sacrifice. You get up into the 35 to 4,000 range, and you can get anything, you know. I mean, granted, you're not going to get multiple slide-outs and, some sort of a, you know, home away from home, but you can get a pretty damn, you know, well-equipped, got everything you need set up and still keep it well under 7. So, But, you know, I've been looking a lot at, you know, in the 2,500 to 3,000 range. And so, you know, my expectations are, you know, you increase that, you know, you double that. And I'm like, holy moly, look at this.
I'm in perspective. My 77-inch by 14-foot utility trailer is 1,100 pounds empty with a gross vehicle weight rating of, I think, 2,900 or 3,000. So, you know, you load that thing up with a couple four-wheelers and you got that much weight behind you. So you're right. It's hard to find. I mean, like you said, you get into the ultralights that are tiny. You crawl inside of them or they're teardrop and they don't weigh much. But, yeah, you get a bed and a little bit of storage, and that's about it. But then those 17-foot single axles, I've seen some. They're laid out really, really cool. You can be very, very comfortable in those for just a couple. You know, you get all the amenities. I think the only thing you might not get is a shower, but I'm sure they make them where they have them.
Right. Yeah, you know, the last thing I want to do is pop up. You know, I don't want to deal with that. I just want it to be ready to go. I'm kind of ambiguous about slide-outs. So I like the idea of being able to utilize it, you know, as is. But I guess I wouldn't be adverse to a slide-out. Just everybody I know that's got a camper, if they have a trouble with it, it's the slide-out. That's what you have the trouble with. Every stinking one.
I was just going to say, there's pros and cons of the slide. Phil K, TMR, he just spent a bunch of time fixing his because it was leaking. We had one big slide on ours, and when it was in, the camper was usable, but not really. It was kind of actually annoying, and you had to, like, shimmy around inside of it, but when it was open, it was like you had a whole living room. So there's definitely pros and cons, but then you got to make sure it's clean. You got to be cognizant when you're opening it, you're not going to hit anything. But you do gain a lot of space.
Well, just pulled in my parking lot. We got all these construction guys that keep parking here, so we can't park. They swear they were going to mark it so that we had spots over the weekend. And here I am back, and they did not mark it. And the vehicles that needed to be moved in order for them to market, I told them about it, and they didn't get moved. Ah, man. Anyhow. But anyhow, I'm here. I'm going to get inside. I got to get that 706 boxed up, ready to go. Although I'm going to wait on the glass to get here. And then get my day started.
Alrighty, well, congrats on that deal. I think you made out like a damn bandit. So that's really, really, really cool, and I hope that it's as good as it sounds. And I'll catch you later. Have a good day, and ATDF.
Yeah, well, he's willing to, you know, ship it out for my inspection before I do a damn thing. Even said he'd send me a return postage if for some reason I don't want it. So he's fairly confident in his piece. So I don't know if you can get any better than that. All right, we'll catch you. W8FU, have fun.
NADBF, KEAWOJ.
KEAWOJ from NADBF, good morning.
How you doing there, young man? Hey, I'm just curious that years. Is that a bolt action? I'm pretty sure you're running those 165 FTXs.
No, sir. It is a brake action. It's a CDA Scout V2 takedown. So it's, I think it's actually classified as a compact. It's super, super small, even with a suppressor on it. 20-inch barrel, fluted stainless, brake action, absolute track driver.
Oh, excellent. That 20-inch. So I'm curious, do you have a chronograph? Do you know the velocity you're getting out of that?
I have it somewhere. I want to say I'm 1875-ish.
Oh, come on. Really? That can't be right. I'm just going by. I've got an 18-inch AR upper that I built, and I'm pushing 2350 to 2450, somewhere in there. And I'm a grain below max.
All right, I lied to you. I'm shooting 2200 with 165 FTXs, and I'm shooting 1010 with 255 grain subs.
Oh, okay, that sounds better. I was scratching my head going, man, I got to check my numbers again.
Yeah, I was shooting from the hip. I had to pull up my applied ballistics and look at the profile because I was clearly off. Which is strange because I literally looked at that belt the other day.
Yeah, I got to get the bench cleaned up and get a bunch more loaded up. I had a ton of them all ready to go kind of thing, but over the last winter there, I think I enjoy the heck out of target shooting and trying to get tinier and tinier little groups, so I think I've used them almost all up.
I was cleaning my bench literally this morning, just prepping stuff for hunting season. Speaking of, if you know anyone that's looking for an NRL 22 style open class TZ, I've got one that I'm willing to part with here. I pulled it out of safe the other day. I don't remember the last time I shot it.
Well, I keep my ears open there, and you know, I've got a break open of 350 also, the Encore at Thompson Center Encore with MGM Mance Grade barrel there. I'm thinking that's a 20-inch also, but it's a little bit different. I got to shoot a little bit less powder. It's 25 grains, H110, with the same 165 FTX. And I think that's running around about the same way you're getting, around 22, 23, somewhere in there. Yeah, the 165 FTX, the Hornady.
Sorry, a 1-16 twist, my bad.
Oh, yes, sir. Both of them are 16, yep.
I don't know that there's really any deviation from that because all the bullets are within, you know, 20 grain of each other. I actually took a doe last night with a crossbow. That was the first one I've shot. Well, I was going to say first one I shot with a crossbow, but that's not true. First one I shot with this crossbow, so I at least got some venison in the freezer. But the farm I'm hunting, there's a buddy of mine, he's like, you need to do about 12 more of those. I was like, well, come gun season, don't worry, I'll take care of it.
Oh, some guys have all the fun. And, I loaded up a bunch of 145 XTP hollow points there to try those out. And apparently they don't do so well in the 16. They're okay, but they're not the tiny little bug holes I'm used to with the 165s and the 170s.
Have you seen any of the CNC coppers, Bear Creek ones? Are they Bear Creek? No, it's Bear Creek. Something Bear. I think it's Bear Creek.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of the, what are they, solid copper, I think, that are supposed to be real shooters, but I don't know if I can afford those.
No way, that's the thing. I was looking at, like, I've never watched your shoot 165, but I know it's a double shot.
Yeah, there's a group or club or whatever called that Michigan Sportsman or whatever kind of thing. Great big forum, and boy, oh boy, there's a lot of guys bad mouthing the 165, the FTXs there, and I'm thinking it's more likely shot placement rather than the bullet. That's the usual problem anyway.
I always attribute it to they don't know where to put the bullet.
what you mean, Ed. Yeah, you're kind of getting at the end of your string there.
Yeah, I was just in Prater, and I'm in my wife's car today on a TV with a signal stick Magmon on the roof, so I'm pretty limited with what I can do, but I should be all right now.
Yes, sir, night and day difference. Like you climbed up on top of a hill or something.
Spot on my way to the office that just, even in my truck with 50 watts and a Comet 2x4, I just lose my signal. I sound like I'm underwater. And then I crest this hill and I'm good all the way to work. So, just exaggerated with an HD.
So I'm kind of curious, you don't have to say where or anything, but this farm you're hunting there, how many acres you got access to?
This particular farm, I think it's 60 acres, but it's 60 acres of deer heaven. There's a swamp to the, what is that? A swamp to the east, a swamp to the south. There's heavy timber right in the middle of the property. There's corn surrounding it, and then the rest of the farm is hayfield. So it works out really, really good.
Oh, Lord, that's a hunter's heaven, ain't it? Well, that's great there. I hope you get a nice buck this year. I saw a nice one the other day on my way back from Myers there, but it's all on land that you can't you can't hunt, you can't shoot, you can't target practice, you can't even bow hunt.
Where's that at?
Over on the east side of Commerce Township there, there's just houses and apartments and all kinds of stuff everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I know. You can't really do much over there.
I saw a massive buck last year about 250 yards from the house here, standing in a subdivision. I pulled up 10 feet from it in the car. It had to be 22 points or more. All of them like swords sticking out the front of that. I never seen a buck like that in my life, and it was just killing me. Somewhere where you can't get at them at all.
Yeah, that's a bummer. A buddy of mine, he just took some deer to the processor the other day. Said there was 17 points dressed out at 260. And I have a feeling it was taken from an area like that where you can't legally hunt. But I am rolling up to the office here. We're running nice and late, so I'm going to clear out of here. But maybe I'll catch you this afternoon.
Okay, young man, you have yourself a good day and a safe day, and we'll catch you later. KKWOJ.
Good talk, and see you. I'll catch you later. ADDO.
Ground? We don't need no fucking ground.
In the morning.
I'll say that again, Lance. I keep on you by accident.
I said I keep sneezing. Go to key up and just feel like I gotta sneeze.
Oh, I do that every morning. I have like a sneezing fit in the morning. And then midway through the day, then all of a sudden my palate gets all bumpy and itchy. And then I'm like, great, my allergies are all wound up. But I take any BDS to me, and you know I'm all zonked out.
Yeah, I'll take Zyrtec when it gets bad, but not really super bad right now. I'm probably, like kicking all the dust up from harvest or whatever. Springtime, especially the cottonwood starts flying, I'll take a couple Zyrtecs. Especially when I have to cut the grass, just kicking it all up right in my face.
Well, you sound like me. You know, you got more fields where you're at. I mean, there's a ton of, you know, fields around here, but I'm not up near them. But when my wife cuts the grass, you know, she's coming in with the grass pollen, and that gets me grass, ragweed, dust, you know, any type of pollen. Yeah, my allergies get kicked up real bad.
Yeah, I used to pick up. If I had a dog, I was taking it every day. Temperature inversions in the mornings. You'll get the the band openings, but you will, even in normal, getting the water out of the air with all the leaves will help. It'll get more rain in winter than in summer.
Yeah, I've noticed that some more moisture in the air makes the radio not as great as what you're telling me. I mean, you're a general, I'm a tech, so I'm still learning some of this stuff.
General? I'm an extra. I was told the leaves, all the foliage will absorb signals, so once the leaves drop, you get less stuff in the way.
I learn something new every day about ham radio when I'm on here. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that you were extra. I was going to say extra, but between WE and
a 2x2 if you're advanced or extra, but other than that, you can't really tell unless you look up their license.
You can't do that right now because the government shut down. I can't even get into my FEMA to get my highest scores. I'm halfway through it. I gotta wait.
Yeah, I don't understand why they turn that stuff off. It's not, they still have the website up, so why turn that class off? It's not like they had to have somebody there to turn it on. They purposely turn it off.
This morning.
Not so bad, just running out to one of my yards I forgot about.
You out of work right now?
just left my office. I got to run out to Auburn Hills.
Oh, I see. Then you go back to work. Anyhow, how are you doing this morning?
Yeah, unfortunately, I got to go back. I'm doing all right. A little hungry. Might stop and grab something here. But other than that, not a bad Tuesday. What about you?
Just woke up about 45 minutes ago. I haven't had a coffee yet. I turned the coffee on, but I didn't get a chance to get one. So, you know how it is when you get up in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I was all over the place this morning. It took me forever to get out of the house. I got home late last night, so I was doing everything I meant to do last night this morning, and it took me about an extra 20 minutes to get on the road.
That's good. That way you can change your scenery from the work. It is good like that.
I just watched some lady almost hit three cars weaving in and out of them.
Well, you know how the people out there, there's crazy people out there. There's a lot of them, believe me, out there. You know, every day if I want to go from one place to another, catch up with two or three of them.
Yeah, she almost took out the side of my wife's car that I have to go get appraised today to trade in. So I would have been, I've been pretty unhappy if she managed to touch me.
I see what you're saying. Well, at least a nice day out there.
Yeah, the weather's been really nice. This is my kind of weather. I'm in jeans and a t-shirt. I'm waiting for it to get a little bit chillier, and I'll be happy. I just hope it stays. We have such a hot summer for so long. I just really hope it doesn't turn into a flash freeze where we get a week of fall and then it's freezing cold out and miserable.
Yeah, me too. So did you go bow hunting this year yet?
I went out last night and I actually shot a deer with my crossbow. It's the first one I've gotten with it.
Good. I was going to go to that seven park. It's right there in Trenton, Michigan. It's about 40 minutes from me. But I was thinking, now, if I go, who is going to be with me?
You want to go there to hunt, or you want to go there for radio?
I'll hunt over there. Get a deer with a bow and arrow. I have a crossbow, too.
Yeah, you should go. We were out of venison, so that's why I went and shot one last night. Just needed to fill the freezer, and now I can enjoy hunting the rest of the season. Not that I'm chasing trophies or anything, but I'm on a farm where I got to get rid of a lot more deer. So I'm fortunate that I get to do that, but yeah, you should definitely go. It's a good time. This is my first year hunting with a crossbow, and I'm a big fan. I sold my compound because I'm always in a box blind, and crossbows are the game changer, how much easier it is.
Hey, you know what? You're right. Running with a crossbow is better anyhow. You got a good chance with a crossbow instead of bow and arrow. Because by the time you pull your bow and arrow, you know, and it moves around a little bit and all that stuff. But with the crossbow, no, you're going to get one, no problem at all. And I tried that target shooting here in Pontiac, because I got a Pontiac out here. And that's what I do. I practice 3-4 times on that crossbow. And I found out it's better for the crossbow instead of bow and arrow.
Do you know what kind of crossbow you have?
One minute, let me get it.
I want to see a picture of you in a crossbow, Jack. That would be a cool profile picture.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Lots of traffic on our expressway, 23 Mile Road.
If I'm running behind on my way to work, ever, as soon as I hit 23 Mile Road on M53, I pretty much come to a standstill.
Is it mostly people getting onto the freeway?
Yeah, I would assume so. It's so frustrating. I don't know why it's so bad. I don't know if it's just that many people or if that many people don't know how to use the on-ramp. But it took me probably 5 minutes to get through it this morning.
KF8S. Good morning to you too, Jack.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Dave?
Yeah, it's nice out. Taking the puppy out for her morning walk. And we're in the middle of October and it's still nice. But I like it. I like this temperature.
The name is Center Point. You got it, Dakota?
Yeah, copy that. Get it at Donald's by chance.
Say that one more time.
I said, did you get it at Dunham's?
Well, you believe it was auction? We bought it from auction. They had it in Flint auction. I don't know if you ever been down, looking around or you know, online or not.
Tell me about this auction.
I'll send you the site for that auction. It's a SSL, they call it, and they have guns auction and all that. It's a big people. There's about 6-7 auctions around here.
Dave, are you familiar with this?
No. It sounds like you guys are talking about crossbows.
It's not just crossbows, right, Jack? It's like an auction site?
It's an auction site.
Like a website, or you go to a physical place and bid?
It's a website. They sell a lot of things. And sometimes you can get four-wheeler from there, or even the side-by-side they have. And all that stuff out there. I'll get to the website. My phone is not here with me. If you want to wait a few minutes, I can pull it out. I think they call it Orbit. Orbit.com. And you see about 4 or 5 of them there.
No rush, Jack. I'm driving. I was just curious what it was called.
No problem. It says on it, a Sniper 370. That's the one I have. Really, I bought it at a good price because nobody bet on it and about a year and a half ago. That's when I bought it.
It was brand new?
It was brand new. I only paid $170 for that one.
Well, that's a good deal. I think that's like a $300 crossbow.
Yeah, that's for sure. Go ahead, Dave.
I'll just take a look. I wonder if they sell radios there. No, just kidding. I'm not going to buy any more radios right now anyways. So, I'm going to clear, though. I got to a meeting, but I just wanted to say hello, and I will chat with you all later. But I'll be listening for a little bit. KF8S.
You know, I was thinking the same thing. I wonder if they sell radios. But, yeah, that's cool, Jack. I've never heard of an auction site like that, but that's a steal of a deal. So send me it when you get a chance.
They have, sometimes they have a lot of stuff there on Flint. And they also in the Grand Rapids. That's their main office in the Grand Rapids.
Is it like a liquidation auction? I'm so confused.
Oh, you know what? I found out they get their stuff from the bank, and the bank gave it to them. That way they can sell it.
It's a repo auction. I got it. Okay.
Hit it right on the nose. Good, Dakota.
I've heard of sites like that. Yeah, you can find some cool stuff for good deals on there. So I'll read the best merchandise.
You should see, I bought another one. It's a hunting knife with a big, machete and all that. And that's all it was, about $10, that's all.
You got to clean your gear with it?
Yeah, you can clean the gear, you can break the bones. Even they had... they have that one, you break the bone, deer bone with it. And that's how that is. It's like a set. One set comes in. Comes in two knives, and it comes in the other one too, you know. You can break the bones for that from the deer. And you know what? I have not took it deer hunting at all yet.
Well, it sounds like you got a break in the crossbow and a new knife.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wants to bet on that. So I said, hey, let me put a $160, and I did. But you know what? They have a fee, like a 5% fee, which is no big deal, you know. At least no taxes.
Everything's got a damn fee nowadays. Well, all right, Jack, I'm almost in my yard here. I'm going to clear out. It was good catching up with you. But, yeah, get out this evening. Go get yourself a beer.
Yeah, well, good talking to you, Dakota. Take care. Have a good day. KFA-GIC.
You too, Jack. NADDF. W8FU. N8WRO.
Hey, hey. How are you on this wonderfully glorious 70-degree day?
Just fine. Sean was on a TX with Wally and thought he might be jumping in, but maybe he's too far to the west, I guess. He's up on a road trip coming home.
Oh, is he on Statewide 1? I can go there.
Yeah, let's QSY Statewide 1 if he's not making the FDI here. NAWRO QSY Statewide 1.
W8FU.
KGL. Oh, as always.
NAWRO.
WABD.
W8FU.
K
And we picked up Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
Good afternoon, all.
I'm driving through Memphis. Is there a toll? Do I need a passport? Do tell.
As long as you're not on your phone and you're wearing your seatbelt and obeying the speed limit, you'll be perfectly fine. Because if Bruce is working, he will tag you for one of the three.
Can I tell him I just know the planner? Get out of it.
I know nothing. I see nothing. I hear nothing. I mean, you know Tom, don't you? Yeah, he's pretty cool.
He'd say, I was going to write you for one, but now you're getting all three.
Does the amateur radio count? I can say I'm talking to the director of something important. Will that work?
The colonel of the urinal.
The director of the projector. No, ham radio's fine. I mean, I even got my scanner when I was in there talking with him.
That's legal if you got a ham license. At least it used to be. They used to tell us on the other side of the state to keep that rule in your glove box with you. But I don't know if that's still a thing or not. Is it, Sean? Is it still a legal beagle thing as long as you got that piece of paper that says it's legal?
Are you talking about distracted driving, operating? Or are you talking about being able to monitor radios capable of monitoring police frequencies? Which one are you referring to?
The second one. It used to be, if you had, this is old. It used to be, if you had a amateur license, you could listen to a scanner, a regular scanner in your vehicle. That's the one I'm referring to.
Right. I just wanted to know which one I was addressing. Yeah, it's no longer required. It's still true. It's still on the books, but it's not required to carry the copy of it. I forget what changed. Something changed where you don't have to. There was a time where you had to have a copy of it, but that changed quite some time ago. And it's still, you know, the letter of the law, I think all you need to do is just have a prove you're an amateur radio operator. I don't know. I would look into that, be sure. I don't want to speak out of turn here.
Pretty sure it's no longer a law anymore, and I used to have a permit from the MSP many years ago. Tom?
Yeah, I don't think it's anything about it anymore. I think they more or less went lax on it, because there's a couple of us that have scanners in the vehicles, mounted in the vehicles. I know at one time he asked me that you can have a handheld, but you couldn't have it plugged into the power port or anything like that. But I think that's all changed now.
All right, well, that could be it. Could be just it's no longer a law or anything like that. But I know some time ago that you no longer got that for certificate. I didn't realize that, you know, anybody could have the means. You know, the one that always got me is people that, you know, they would modify their radios to transmit on police frequencies. Now, we can't really do that anymore with the 800 stuff, but back in the day, people would modify their UHF equipment to talk, and then they'd say, well, you know, in an emergency, I can use it, so therefore it's legal. And no, it's not. Just because you're allowed to use it, you know, matter of life or death, you're allowed to grab a radio, doesn't mean you can keep that radio on your person. So, you know, and modify radios illegally to do it. So, yeah, that always cracked me up. All right, I am pulling into one of my sites here. I've got a site walk in order, so I'm going to get to it. We'll catch everybody in a bit. W8FU.
Do be careful. Lots of electricity where you're at. Tom, we were talking about Oscar on 5-1. Did you hear us?
Negative. I got to tune to FRS because, you know, my coworker and I communicate in regards to the location. So what's going on? Who's Oscar? You think I'm on Oscar the Grouch? I thought that was me.
Oscar 7, AMSAT, was launched in 1974, and it's been back to life, I guess, for some time. So that's kind of interesting.
Cool. Who woke it up? And how long has it been dormant? I know it's been floating around there for years.
The way we understand it, and I was talking to some old ham yesterday in the doctor's office, and he was telling me about it, and apparently the sun woke it up. So if the sun hits the solar cell, it comes to life. It doesn't charge the batteries anymore, but it comes to life. And the gentleman in the same office that I was at, and he had his call sign on the back of his jacket. I can't remember what it was. I asked him where he hung out at, and he told me, you know, all HF stuff, which is, you know, Sean saying that that's pretty common for, you know, some amateurs, which is good. And then this idiot is driving through your town with his flasher lights on the ceiling, and I don't know why, yellow lights. And then he started talking to me about Oscar, and I acted like I knew what he was talking about, but I didn't. And I brought it up today, and Sean knew a little bit about it, and of course you're going to stop. Sean knew a little bit about it, and then Tim went and did a search on it. So, Tim, go ahead, WAVD.
Yeah, I'm on Wiki right now. They actually have, I don't know how this would work, but they have a QSO card. AMSAT Oscar 7, and it's an orbiting satellite carrying amateur radio. It's by four different countries, Australia, Canada, USA, and West. At the time, it was West Germany. That's interesting. Tom?
Well, that sounds pretty cool. I thought maybe I was going to make a rhetorical mark that Captain Don stuck his demon gun up there and all of a sudden it woke it up.
Yeah, we mentioned we got a, Sean was going to let him know about this because he might be the one to try to, he's our space expert, so he'd be the one to try to get contact with it.
Yeah,
oh,
we
definitely.
Could let the spaceman do all the work
for
us, and that way we could just
the
bury it.
Don't charge
it
anymore than
use it while we're driving.
Power from solar. And how long is that going to last for?
Guys doubled, caught you both. I think, like Wally says, however long the sun, if the sun shines at it at a right angle, then it might stay active, but no battery. The NICADs are totally dead. Wally?
Yeah, I said Tom had missed it. You had heard it because we're on different lengths, but Captain Don do all the work for us, and then we can see if we can use it while we're driving around. Yeah, where's your repeater? Oh, I'm using the one in the satellite. Of course, I think you would have to point at it. I don't know. I'm sure it's thousands of feet up there.
Yeah, that beats statewide one. It'd be more like, I don't know, solar system one.
Okay, Tim. Being a proud member of the ARPSC, Tom and I have designated you to figure out how to talk to this thing.
I don't know about that.
No, you would need a beam antenna like I have upstairs. I got a 2-meter 440 directional Yagi with a duplexer, and that's how you got to do it, the same way they stuck to ISS.
I have never driven through this town so slow as I am driving through it right now, and I'm about ready to push this guy a little bit. It's almost like he's testing me.
You in Richmond now? Or are you still in Memphis?
I am in beautiful Richmond.
You know, guys, looking at this, I think we're talking voice. I think it's voice. It might just be Morse code or teletype.
that again?
On the Oscar satellite, it may just be code, just, you know, the Morse code or teletype only. We're not talking voice, right?
I don't know, but this gentleman was from that generation where you had to know code. You know, all of us young snaps, we don't have to know it.
So if you connect, it must ping back to you. So obviously there's nobody up there like the one they're talking to now. There's no human presence there, so it must ping back to you somehow to confirm that you actually made contact. You know, it's becoming interesting, yes. Tom, go ahead.
If it's from the 70s, I'm pretty sure that it's a satellite bomb for HF.
Go ahead, Tim. Correct him.
The satellite carries four beacons, which are designed to operate on the 10-meter, 2-meter, and 70-centimeter and 13-centimeter bands. So there's actually four bands.
So it is voice.
I'm still not convinced we're talking voice. This could be data over all four of those.
That's about the time they wrote that Winlink program. I had to get that in there. Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, no, this is way too modern for Winlink. Winlink was in 45, just after the war.
Tom?
Oh, I'm still here. I'm trying to... It's got to be voice, though, too. Like I said, it's... Get a directional up there and follow it through. I mean, you see all these big, you know, these big old multi-elements, you know, on some of the heavy. So it's definitely got to be data.
It has something about store and forward Morse code and teletype messages. A code store has orbited around the world. Yeah. All right, when you guys get a chance, look it up. The wiki is pretty interesting about it. Nice topic. I enjoy that. Hey, Tom, are you going to make the meeting on Thursday like usual?
Yeah, is it in person today? Is it in person this Thursday?
Correct. In person at the MISD. I don't know what the topic is. I'm sure he'll probably put something out. But, yeah, in person, MISD. Rumor has it there's going to be a rare appearance by Wally this Thursday.
Oh, be still, my geriatric heart. The OG Wally is showing up.
I'm going to go there and be the silent type.
Where are we going? The in-person ARPSC meeting Thursday. Wally's going to actually make an appearance. We're all just gobsmacked in AWRO.
Oh, man, if Wally's going to make it, maybe I'll make it. And he and I can go to Portillo's.
That's the Friday one. That's the one we're going to go to for sure.
Well,
I was just told I've got a scheduling conflict for Friday night.
Just make sure my heart doesn't stop. KCKKO.
I thought we were talking about Thursday, Wally.
Thursday I can do. I'm not being corrected by my administrative assistant who is sitting next to me. Friday I can't. She reminds me of everything. She just reminded me that she reminds me of everything. Tim?
Well, to be clear, Thursday is the standard 7 p.m. MISD monthly meeting, and then Friday,
the admission barbecue. I think we were having a leadership meeting. Dave was going to have one of those as well. So there you go. Over to Sean.
Ooh, where's Mission Barbecue? Well, then that means Wally and I will have to go to Portillo before the meeting on Thursday and then do the meeting after. And then he can miss out on Mission Barbecue. That's his prerogative. But, yeah, where's the Mission Barbecue?
I'm told Lakeside Circle, right where the mall was. It must be, I assume, on the circle there. And I don't know who's picking these restaurants, but all the ones I've been at the leadership meetings, man, they're all good. And it does look like they got some decent barbecue there. I assume Dave must be picking these.
If you remember where the old Bed Bath & Beyond is at, it's right around there. You can't miss it. There's a couple military trucks. And, oh, if you like baked beans, they got the best.
There you go, Sean. So Thursday, Friday meeting, Friday, the leaders meeting, and the food is definitely going to be better on the Friday meeting than on the Thursday meeting. But if you want to meet beforehand, we can do that, and no problem there. But Friday, I promised I would do something with the grandkid, I was told. So see that, Tim, my administrative assistant is doing her job. Go ahead, Tim.
Why does he keep calling the boss lady the administrative assistant?
Hey, Sean, she says she prefers the title CEO.
Yeah, I just said administrative assistant. This sound right.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. I have to go to the trunk or treat at the Catholic school with Walker.
Wouldn't it be a W-E-O for the Wally Executive Officer?
Well, you got a laugh out of her. Wally Executive Officer. There you go. Okay, Tim, we'll keep cutting you off. Go ahead. And this is my last because I'm on St. Clair Drive and I got the wheels down and I'm going to have to step out of here a little bit. So you guys chat later. I say listen out, but I'll probably only catch half of it. W-A-T-D. Tim, go ahead. We broke him.
Well,
go ahead, Sean. Talk to you later. We'll talk about that plan here in the next day or so.
All right, we'll, yeah, we'll talk. Maybe, that's not a bad idea. It doesn't have to be Portillo's, but, you know, Thursday, maybe get together beforehand, make sure everybody knows, so, you know, it could be the whole gang, and then follow up with MISD. Sounded like Tim was stepped away. Tom?
I'm for either Portillo's or Mission Barbecue. And yeah, I can cut out early from work and do that before the meeting.
Oh, it's not an either. It's one is what we do before the ARPSC meeting on Thursday. The other one is what's done on Friday separately. So Mission Barbecue Friday is a done deal. Before the meeting on Thursday is still somewhat in the air.
Hey, Tom, what's that place we usually go to before MISD? It's nothing to write home about, but it's not too bad.
Oh, National Calling Island, right down Garfield.
I know it well. That works, too.
It's really convenient because it's just down the road from, and a quick service as well, and it's just down the road from MISD. It's something to think about, maybe.
Yeah, I only mentioned Portillo's because Wally and I like to go there, and but they don't have as full a menu as National. National's got a much more, much broader menu. Portillo's is Chicago dogs, Italian beef, or burgers. I mean, there's maybe a couple other things, but that's pretty much it.
Sounds good. Yeah, Sean, if you could show up, that'd be great. That'd be awesome, though.
we got a bunch of new guys, so I'm sure they'd enjoy seeing you, if that's possible. NAWRO, over to Tom.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan to me. Meet up at National, get a snack or something like that, and then you get right over to the meeting. I mean, that'd be a dumb deal for me. KCKJO, over to Sean.
All right, just, yeah, make sure we hammer it down. If that's where it's going to be, then that's great. That's perfect. I'll let you know for sure beforehand. But, yeah, I'd like to do that. I've been trying to make one, and I don't have a whole lot of excuse for not making at least one the last several months, but I will definitely make it a point. I'll talk with the XYL and see if there's some reason why both. So what date is it here? Because I know I got obligations to watch the kids on a one of the Fridays coming up here. It's not the 24th, is it? Because 24th, I think I got obligations.
No, the Thursday meeting is this Thursday, the 16th, 7 p.m. at the MISD, and then the leadership meeting is Friday, the 17th, this week. And I think he said 4:45, so... you know, 4:30, 4:45.
Okay, I don't think that conflicts with my obligation. I've got grandkid things going on myself. The 24th, 25th that weekend. So I think I'm clear. All right, sounds good. We'll definitely try to put that on my agenda. What time do you guys generally meet on Thursday? 6-ish.
That sounds about right, right, Tom? Because we come early so we can get over that National. So, yeah, 6 o'clock at National.
Yeah, we usually get there about 6 o'clock, order a quick stint kind of thing. He's really fast. The service is really fast. We're usually out at about 6:30, 6:40, and then jump right over to the meeting.
All right. Sounds like a possible, two possible plans. Look at that. There you go. Of course, I'll get home and bounce it off my chief executive officer and find out if I've faux pawed in any way. I'm pretty sure I haven't. But what did I say? What's for lunch? 12:45. I got to get something pretty soon here. I'm just in an area that doesn't have a lot of good choices. I'm on Ryan at, 17 in Ryan. Not a lot of I guess I could go to Menino's, get a pastry.
Tom, that's your area. You know everything, everywhere in the Detroit metro area, so let them know a good spot, NAWRO.
The only place I know of is my brother's at Riverland and Van Dyke. Can't think of any other place around there, honestly.
Yeah, I know the area pretty good. There's not a lot on Ryan. Ryan's kind of all residential, little shops on the corners, but not a whole lot. I'll probably run over to Polish Market. I'll probably get down to 15, run over there, get myself a quart of good Ukrainian borscht, throw that in the fridge, and then look over at their, they got pretty good ready-to-eat hot foods. Maybe I'll get a small Polish platter for lunch.
Now that actually sounds good, despite it being a little warmer today, but hitting the fall weather, soup season coming up. I love it.
I gotta get over there and get some of that borscht because my wife is now intrigued. We like beets, we like sauerkraut, so that's right up our alley.
If you like beets, you'll like it. It's just a good, now they make, theirs is a vegetarian. And, you know, some people make borscht, you know, without meat, some make it with. I was used to it with, but it's good either way. You know, if you want to grab a little meat or something and throw it in there, you know, that's fine. But you certainly don't need to do that. But they make a pretty good one, that's for sure. I think you'd like it. $7.99 for a big old quart. It's pretty hearty.
Well, now that's a good price. You can't beat that. That sounds delicious. All right, I think I'm going to jump, guys. Pleasure talking. QSO. N8WRO. After you guys.
Talk to you later in the day. I'll be out here for a while. KKKTO. Go ahead, Sean. Any kind of pickle soup, Sean? How's that? I think I lost everybody. I'm about to pull up to my next run, so I'll say some names. I don't haul myself. And talk to whoever's out there later. KKKTO.
Sorry about that. Got a call from the office. Had to deal with something.
Oh, no, I get it. My coworker called me on the other radio, asked me if I was on fleet yet. I said, in a couple minutes, over here by the airport. Got to figure out what's going on there with a bunch of cameras. So, 73 and your final down, KCKKL.
All righty. Angry driver. A hangry driver. He was mad because I didn't turn right on red when he felt I should have. I didn't feel comfortable. So, I just got to be careful since I'm in the work vehicle. I can't flip him the bird and tell him to, you know what. So, just got to smile.
100% get it because I'm the same way. Somebody got in trouble for doing that, and they got written up for flipping off another driver in a work vehicle, even though it was the other driver's fault.
And often when you smile at them and blow them a kiss, that makes them more angry. You can see the veins popping in their forehead.
Oh, you're like the penguins, and you smile and wave.
Yep, angry people are easy to wind up, so you just kind of smile and blow them a kiss and wink. Oh, God, it's just hilarious to watch them lose their you-know-what. So, anyhow. But, no, I couldn't tell if there was a no-turn-on-red sign, and besides, I didn't like the traffic that was coming up. He couldn't see it because there was a big truck in the left turn lane, so he couldn't see through the truck to see what I was hesitating on, and it's optional anyhow, so slow your roll, dude.
Absolutely. All right, I see my coworker pulling into the parking lot, and I'm right behind him, so I will chat at you later. KKKO.
All righty, good timing. I am about 200 foot from the driveway where I'm going next to pick up my borscht and my lunch. So I will talk to everyone in a bit. W-A-F-U. This place.
WD8KLL mobile. From WD8KLO. nothing heard. WD8KLL clear.
KD8BSI mobile.
WJVTOS.
KARUH.
Probably accurate, especially if you're on the in the Macomb County Discord, then yep, that would be accurate.
Yep, I actually am going to try to make it to the meeting this week. I tried making it to last month's meeting and wasn't able to, but have hopes that I'll make it. There's one thing that could prevent that, but we'll see.
Fair enough. Well, barrier. Hopefully you can make it.
Yeah, I got the permission slip from the wife. It's just banking on my 11-year-old daughter to see make sure that she's not bummed if I miss something. So we'll see what happens.
Fair enough. Yeah, all my kids are older, so I don't necessarily have to worry about it. But also, if you got family stuff going on, you know, that's the more important thing. Kilo effort, you know.
For sure. Yeah. But on a different note, man, this weather is insane. I can't believe it's mid-October. It's 70 and sunny. This is amazing. I'm just concerned we're going to pay for it this winter. We'll see.
Agreed. I was on the bike all yesterday. I rode the bike. And it's kind of common. We'll see how Halloween looks, because that's usually really cold and raining in the past few years. So, yeah, but I agree with you. I think we're going to pay for this good fair weather.
Yeah, I think it's a La Nina year, and if you put any stock in the Farmer's Almanac, I think the Farmer's Almanac is saying that we are going to get a lot of snow this winter. So, and in my experience, I wouldn't say that it's always right, but it's not far off.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. Over the last few years, we've had some very mild winters, in my opinion. We're probably due for it, as unfortunate as that might be. And, as I get older, I start not enjoying the snow. But when I was in my young teenage years, I used to love the snow because, you know, snowmobiles and, you know, and going out and playing snowboarding.
I think there was a braking station in there. If there was, go ahead.
WAPD, speaking from experience, I know that right about this time of year is when the temperature breaks, because I got married on this date in 1995 on a Saturday. On Friday, it was gorgeous and 70-something degrees. On Saturday, it was wet and overcast and in the low 60s for a high. 2020, it was overcast, kind of drizzly, and in the high 50s, low 60s for the high, and it typically, it's somewhere between the second and the third weekend when it really starts to change. I know this because today is my 30th anniversary, and I can gauge off of how I've spent my anniversaries.
Well, congratulations. 30 years is a pretty big deal. And yeah, that is quite the data point that would, it would be a marker that would stick in your mind to always remember the weather. Over to you, Dean.
Congratulations on the anniversary. BPD, you just got that call, right? I think we were standing in the parking lot talking at the last meeting afterwards. Is that correct?
That is correct.
When you say you just got that call, did you have a different call or did you just get your license?
It's a vanity call sign. I used to be KF8CWF. I didn't like it. It sound well. This one rolls off a little bit easier. So, yeah, W8BPD, the last three are my initials.
Yeah, that's, I remember you saying that at the last meeting you were supposed to get it any day then, so, awesome. I'm glad you got it, and I'm pretty sure I've seen that on the Discord, but, yeah, that's awesome. Are we going to be seeing you Thursday?
Unless my truck won't start, I will absolutely be there. I've been having a problem with my key fob being recognized, so, unless the vehicle does not start, I'll be there.
There is a price to convenience, isn't there? I know mine gets wonky every now and again, and it's very frustrating. You know, it's like, man, if there was just a key that I stuck in the door and a key that I stuck in the ignition and turned it on, life would be awfully easy.
That's really unfortunate, being that that's such a new vehicle. You really shouldn't be having issues like that.
Well, I question the fact because you're supposed to be able to put a dead remote up to the push start button and push the button with the dead remote, and it's supposed to start. Mine, when it fails, it doesn't even do that. And I went to the dealership yesterday, and he seemed to think it was the leather cover that I had on my remote. So until I get it to fail again, I took the leather cover off, and I'm running without a cover on the remote. We'll see how it does. But then, if I have the wife's remote with me, it always seems to work. So I don't know, maybe it's my remote going bad.
Sounds like that could be the case. You know, I hate when you have a problem and it's an electrical problem and you can never replicate it at the dealership. It makes it, like, impossible to resolve the issue.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. I've been a mechanic a lot of years, and yeah, that's normally how electrical problems go. Customer always, it acts up all the time. As soon as you get your hands on it, it's not even a problem. It's horrible, absolutely horrible. But you know what, that your issue you're having, obviously an older truck, but my buddy's got a 14 Ram, and when his remote actually bit the dust, it was the same thing. You couldn't put it up to the button to even start it. But when he got his, he didn't have a second key for it, so he had to go to the dealership and have them take care of it. But it was a very similar thing. You couldn't push the button with the fob like you should be able to.
Yeah, well, now I'll throw a curveball into this. Yesterday morning when I got to work, I opened up the door to look at the faded lines to see if I was between the parking lines. And when I closed the door, the horn sounded three times and it said, Bob has left the vehicle. I opened up the door and closed it again, and it came back like the Bob was back. And then I couldn't get it to do anything else. So it's been weird. It really has. And he made it sail. He got to see that the fact that it wasn't registering, and then he took the cover off and he did the same thing again, and it would start time and time again. He put the leather cover back on and got it to fail again. So I have to go with what he showed me until it fails again. But yeah, I used to work for Mickey Shores and that sort of stuff, and I've seen some freaky stuff with gold alarms and some of the other alarms that we installed. So I've done as much as I can do without test equipment.
Sorry about that, I doubled on you, but I was just letting you guys know I am pulling up to the driveway, and I will catch up with you gentlemen later. It was good talking to you this afternoon. Safe travels, everyone. KE8RUH.
KE8RUH. Have a good rest of your day, and hopefully we see you Thursday. This is KE8LAX. Back over to BPD.
Person calling for a comment, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know, I don't think this is related to what you're having problems with, but I used to use a hotspot in my car on 433 megahertz, and if you're using any type of amateur radio hotspot on 433 megahertz and somebody's transmitting, it will prevent your key fob from working. But I don't think this is the issue you guys are having, but just thought I'd throw that in there.
Well, I know in my case, absolutely, that's not the case. I don't know. We went in for an oil change, and this thing kind of started afterwards. I don't know if they did some kind of a software update or what have you, but I don't know. I replaced the battery and the key fob, and that should take care of the issue, but it's been the same with the old battery and with the new battery. Like I said, he can't explain why a light leather cover was doing what it was doing when he was demonstrating to me he could make it fail. So, like I said, I'll run without the fob cover for a while and see how it works. But it's just, yeah, the electronics, and you mentioned the 433. Back in the day, we had a code alarm that would go off all night long throughout the night because the guy lived by the police station, and every time they keyed up in the parking lot of the police station on their dispatch frequency, it would set off the code alarm. So, yeah, I know there's harmonics and all that sort of stuff at play, but it's been fine for 2.5 years. Now all of a sudden it's going to start doing this. And I just don't want to get stuck somewhere. Because, like I said, I have tried it. Putting the key fob to the button and pushing it, it will not start it when it fails.
Yeah, like you said, I would just go with what he was able to show you. Now, I haven't had 433 give me an issue on key fobs, but your TPMS sensors on most vehicles run 433 even, and that I've seen throw codes and mess up the tire pressure system often with hot spots and things along those lines. I have come across that.
Yeah, it's really odd when that happens. So, anyways, I just thought I'd throw that in there just in case maybe that hadn't been considered, but it seems like you guys already know about that. So, cool. All right, I'm going to be on the side here. I got a little bit of work to do. KFA does.
Well, like I said, I've taken just about everything out. I had no mobile radios in the car. I even took the magnetic mount antenna off the roof. I had one walkie-talkie with me at the time it failed in the morning. And it wasn't even turned on, so I don't think it's that kind of interference. I think it's just something that's probably going to give me trouble until it fails. And like I said, whenever it does fail and I can't seem to get it started, or couldn't seem to get it started, I could go get Mama's key fob and it would start right up. So yeah, I'm debating on whether I just bite the bullet and go buy a new remote.
Well, since you have a contingency and a second key, in my opinion, I'd probably just wait. But yeah. To the other station, 7-3, it was good talking to you, and Brian, I just pulled up to my PC, and I'm gonna hop in. I'll turn the radio on in the office when I get up there. But I'm gonna say 7-3 on your final KELS.
All right. Anyways, I just thought I would put that little geographical comment in there about this date and how the weather usually is. It's usually cooler by today, but yeah, I can't tell you we're going to have a bad winter because of it. Now, La Nina might make it wetter than normal, but yeah, it usually cools down somewhere between like the 10th and the 18th, so all the color tours up north end on last weekend, the second weekend of October, because typically that's when the colors are coming down upstate. So, anyway, 73s, have a great day. I'll be standing by. KF8, or the last, W8PPD.
W8FU.
Is it quitting time? I don't want to quit.
I caught it at quitting time, yes. You're a little shaky in the whatever repeater you're into.
What about this repeater?
That's better.
Yeah, I'm down leaving the plant, so.
Oh.
I made a left out on the Dixie northbound here. Holy crap, this road's nuts.
Ah, you're in the dead zone.
Damn, down the hole. I'm coming up to Dixie right now. So. I just got, with all the construction on 75, man, Dixie Highway is basically 75. At this time of day, it's worse than others. Trying to make a left out of the plant.
Roger. Well, I'm hoping that new site I sent you the coordinates on, I'm hoping that that's a good fill between my stuff down here and your stuff up there. It's kind of in that hole area. Depends on how it pokes up onto the freeway there.
Yeah, I saw it. I haven't got to it. Sunday was the wedding, and my Sunday was gone.
No big deal, no rush. Phil pulled his machine down, and then he's in Cleveland at the Cleveland Clinic. He had a surgery yesterday, which went very well. He'll be getting down later this week, but he won't be mobile for several weeks, so we're hoping that when he gets back on his feet and moving around really good, that we can have the site ready to go. And that doesn't necessarily mean MI6, but at least get the repeater online. But we got antennas to swap out and all sorts of stuff. So again, it's no big rush.
Yeah, I doubt it'll get anything from the north. If anything, it'd go to the other favorite model pole of ours.
I had a real quick check. You know, I don't, you've got a lot of experience with that. I don't. And I've not used that tool. But I understand it, you know, well enough to crunch in the numbers and whatnot. And I was kind of surprised. It looked like
looks like there were a couple of ways to make it happen. So, we'll see.
Yeah, I was next to a site that I really want to get on, but, you know, the People's Republic of Oakland County, like 445 footers sitting right outside my window.
They're just a weird bunch in general. Everything's always, like, you know, big eyes and like, ooh, hands go up, and it's like everything's, you know, like the rest of the world just moves on, but they always go, ooh, ooh, you know, well, you know, so it's like, whatever. All right, I'm at Myers. I got to get inside. I'll be back. Drive safe. After yours, W8FU.
Yeah,
I'm
headed home so that I can have breakfast, because I haven't eaten today. I've drank, but I haven't ate. And then I'm going to do 3 or 4 more hours of work. If somebody screwed something up, cost us about $30,000. So I've had a great day today. W8F.
NADF. NADMH from NADDF.
Crummy that it doesn't stay in very well. No way. So it's
basically the same pins, but they're different pinout, and they're ever so slightly different spacing. I kind of assumed it was the same pinout, and plugged a regular speaker mic into it, and all of a sudden it was keying up the radio. I was like, well, anyway. I caught it a little bit better because the 8-inch jack is the regular headphone pinout, so you can plug headphones in and not have a microphone, or the Kenwood is the other way around.
Yeah, you'd think by now that stuff would be pretty ironed out, especially for Kenwood. So is it Icon that's got the proprietary or Kenwood? I know one of them's wonky, but I know that I can't use my Kenwood speaker mic in my ID50.
I think they're all proprietary, but, you know, Kenwood is the one that, like, all the Balfangs use and everything, so that's, Kenwood's kind of the one that everybody uses, but, yeah, Icom is pretty much the same, just the same connectors, but it's different spacing and different pinout.
Okay, so with Icom, that's the wonky one. I know that the K connector is kind of like the standard for the Chinese stuff, and I'm pretty sure that's what this is. I can confirm that later, but I'm pretty sure that's the issue. Okay. Well, yeah, either way, $100 speaker mic, you think it would be a little bit better.
Yeah, especially being a Kenwood. I bought the Yaesu speaker mic for my FT70 and kind of underwhelmed with that. Don't even use it.
Oh, I know. They all feel like this is the nicest one I've had out of all the HD speaker mics I've dabbled with. Actually, I take that back. I have an Icom one for my ICT10 that's like it screws in because it's supposed to be waterproof. I don't know if you're familiar with that radio at all, but it's just a very stripped down single VFO dual band waterproof HD that is a take on their commercial line. They just made it for ham. And that one's just built like an absolute tank. But yeah, I've tried all the HD ones and I'm like, well, first of all, they're tiny. Second of all, they don't sound great. And they're like $50, which is also ridiculous for what you're getting.
Yeah, I've got the ID52, and I got the DX Engineering speaker mic for that. That's going to look really good. I think it was cheaper than the Icom one, and it had more buttons on it. So it's really pleased with that purchase. It's waterproof and everything, and it sounds great. But yeah, that Yaesu one is just doesn't sound the best. I've got a few others that I have that don't mind, but yeah, that Yaesu one, yeah, it's tiny and it doesn't sound great.
I fully expect and understand there to be some fidelity sacrifice on a speaker mic, but not to that degree. But I guess it makes sense when you think about how small that speaker is in that thing. Yeah. So is that DXE, it's not DXE branded, right? It's Prime, PRYME or something?
What I have for the Icom is DXE branded. Yeah, pretty well impressed with it. It's a nice big microphone.
Well, I just so happen to need one for my ID50, so I will check those out and maybe order one. That's what I've been, I mean, they're not that expensive. The ICOM ones are okay. I forgot what the model number is, like ID32L or something funky. But same thing, it's super small. Like, not comfortable to hold at all. But it's like $35 on Amazon, so it's not like it's super expensive, but I wouldn't mind a more substantial speaker mic for that radio.
I'd imagine it worked for it too. I think it was designed for the 51 and it worked for the 52 also. It wasn't out yet when I bought it. But yeah, it's a nice size microphone. It's like the size of a mobile speaker mic, so I would definitely recommend that.
I didn't know DXD made them. I always thought when I looked for stuff on their website, I type in like speaker mic or something like that, I would always get the Prime speaker mic, and I thought that was like their house brand, but I guess I should have known better because their stuff always DXD branded.
Yeah, honestly, even the last time I looked for it, like if you look at just the ID52 accessories, it doesn't pop up, but if you look up speaker mics, it'll pop up. So it's like they even hit it on themselves, so.
Their website indexing could be a lot better, I agree. How much did you say it was?
I don't remember how you want to call it, but I want to say it was on par or maybe even a little cheaper than the ICOM.
But there's a PFAC amp plugged into a cigarette lighter or I can cut it off with power poles on it because it uses the same power supply as most mobiles. And it's like $130. You get like 40 watts out for 4 watts in or something. I actually ran one when my FDM 500 was back in 48 for a couple months. That's what I ran the Kenwood off of. And I honestly, I had no complaints.
Well, if it works, it works. If you've been doing an amp, you're not that much more to do mobile. But anyway, I get a phone call here, and I'm heading into No Man's Land, so 673-CABLA.
All right, 673, good talking to you. NAPS.
3DHKLL-KF8-DRC.
We miss you over in Statewide 1, N8WRO.
Actually, I'm coming in on your machine. How am I coming in from Sestaville?
Perfectly readable. Obviously not as good as the other Statewide 1 area is digital, but you're perfectly readable.
Yeah, well, I've been trying to figure out my radio because ever since that I went to the orchard and I called in and John said he could still hear my noise, so I'm trying to figure out if it's something that I can fix with the radio or if I'm just gonna get something else. And there's such a vast amount of different radios that you can get. Some expensive, some cheap. I had sent you a message. I don't know if you got it, but I was asking how you like your DM32.
Yeah, I like the radio itself, but the CPS program is really a bear to try to deal with. But along those lines, I really do want to, you're going to be at the meeting, I assume, right? So I really mean to bring that radio and let you go ahead and borrow it for as long as you need it. And, you know, you can make your own judgment on it. I think I already put your ID in it, so we'll just have to switch over to your ID from mine.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'll be at the meeting. I'm actually going to... be there early because we made that John and I made that swap, and so I'm gonna try to record the meeting so that we actually have something to, you know, unpublished or not, something to give us.
Copy that. That's what I figured you guys were up to, a little test to see if, you know, if it can be done, if it can work. So I'm sure Dave will appreciate that. Yeah, you could, I don't know if Mike mentioned it, but you should be able to get in there as early as you need to. I know I've been there at 6 o'clock before, and I'm sure you could probably get in before that.
Maybe I'll hear you a little better on the warn. But yeah, I'm gonna get in there. I'm probably gonna be there like 5:30, 5:45. And if I can get in there and start getting set up, cool. If not, I can wait for Mike. It don't matter. I think the majority of my setup can be done, you know, in the car with, you know, a laptop and, you know, stuff right here. So I'm not too excited.
Yeah, as far as I know, the building is open and the room has never been secured, so you should be able to just help yourself, turn on the lights, get in there. And the only thing I don't know is the login for internet, but I think Dave knows that, so you can get that maybe when he arrives, or maybe Mike might as well. N-A-W-R-O.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about it. The plan is to record locally, and not do it over like the live stream. So technically, I don't need any form of internet.
All right, Dean, sounds good. Looking forward to it. Don't really know what the topic is, but it's always good. I think he might revisit WinLink, discuss the set, and a few other things, and we might have a special guest showing up. We'll see. But, yeah, looking forward to it. N-A-W-R-O, I'll turn it over to you. After your final, I'm going to take off and do some more work here. Have a good night.
Sounds good, Tim. We will maybe see you Thursday. If you're willing to bring your radio Thursday, that'd be awesome. I was looking into some stuff. I know you had mentioned that your radio doesn't have a roaming feature, but after some research, it looks like it's something that you can actually unlock in one of those hidden menus that you have to type in. So I'm kind of curious if that's actually a potential option. But either way, we will see you then, 73s, and thanks for listening. This is KELAX, Clear Monitor.
N-A-W-R-O.
K-E-A-D-R-I, I believe it was. This is N-A-W-R-O. Light signal, but go ahead. I think I copy.
Yeah, Tim, this is Brian, K-E-A-Z-R-I, and I was wondering about the meeting on Thursday. How long are you guys there till, over?
Yeah, hey, Brian, I thought that might have been you. I got the call wrong, but ZRI, yeah. Hey, it usually goes until, like, you know, about 9 o'clock. But, I mean, if you got to cut out early, you know, you're welcome, of course, to do that. Official start time is 7 p.m. sharp, if that helps.
Well, I got to work till 7, and it's way out in Milford, so I don't get into this area over here till about 8 o'clock, so I was just wondering if it's worth even coming to the meeting for the first time, over.
By all means, Brian, feel free to join us whenever you can get in. We would still be there at 8 o'clock, so it won't be a wasted trip, and you're certainly welcome to join us when you can get there. And don't rush. Get there safely.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. I'll see if I can get away this Thursday to meet you at the meeting. Okay, thanks a lot, Tim. I know you're in a hurry to go somewhere. This is KEH-ZRI out.
No problem, Brian. N8WRO. I'll be clear.
KEH-ZRI, KE8LAX. Not to mention that afterwards, at least at the last meeting, we stood out in the parking lot for a while just having conversations as well. So I'm sure even if you couldn't make it on time, you know, I don't think it would be a wasted trip like Tim said. That was just a little brief comment. This is KEH-LAX, clear and monitoring.
I do that, Dean. Thank you very much.
WABPD Mobile.